Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. It's good to be in prayer and fasting again. A time where we just meet with God, put our petitions before Him, and we know that He'll hear us. We are up on day 35 of the sixth week of prayer and fasting. And we want to be reminded of the topic we're focusing on, which is so that I may recognize that your return is imminent. So that I may recognize that your return is imminent. And of course, we want to look at just a simple definition for imminent. Means likely to happen at any moment. It's impending. So therefore, we want to, as Christians, as people of God, remain rapture ready and to know without a shadow of a doubt that God can put in His return at any moment. And we don't say these words just for the unsaved, but also for the child of God, that we need to make sure that our lives are lived according to the word and God's expectation. So we have just to mention a scripture here. Well, there are quite a bit of scriptures that speak to His imminent return. But you know, just one particular one, Luke 12:40, when He was teaching His disciples to watch for His return, He said to them, "You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect Him." So Father God, right now we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for your people. We pray first, we pray for Christian people, Lord, who, because we are safe, we believe that we are safe. We believe that we are okay. But God, your word reminds us so often that you can come back to this earth, come back for your world at any time you choose. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, I pray, my God, we'll watch over our souls. We will take our salvation serious, make our calling and election sure, and be well aware and well prepared and well ready for your return to this earth. Father God, by extension, we pray, mighty God, for unsaved. We pray, mighty God, for the unsaved in our communities. We pray for the unsaved in our cities. We pray for the unsaved in our country, that, Father God, they will not mock and they will not all say that some old wife fables, but they will mark the time. They will understand the agenda of God. They will recognize that the Christians aren't serving God and waiting upon a God who has given us baseless promises, but that God, you are coming again to this earth. You are coming again for a prepared people. And unless they give their lives to you, unless they give their hearts to you, unless they commit their souls to you, Father God, they'll die and go to a Christless eternity. So, Father God, we pray this day, Father God, that you will help us to recognize, help us to be ready, help us to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're coming back again and you're coming soon. You're coming for a prepared people. We pray, my dear God, that, Lord, as the signs of the times are all around, we see it on TV, we hear it on the news, we see it in social media, we see it on the internet, Father God, the signs are all around. Let it not be like in the days of Noah when you gave warnings and the people shun Noah and his family and they perish. We pray, mighty God, that the country of Canada will be at a place where, as Canadians, we'll recognize that there's a God to be served and recognize that there's a God to be called and recognize that there's a God that's coming back off to earth to take His bride away. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you'll cause men everywhere to see the signs, recognize the signs, and even as the gospel is being preached, and people are reminded of who you are, people are reminded of the type of God that you are, Father God, that they will acknowledge you, they will keep you, they will believe in you, Father God, and they will make their calling and election sure. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that nobody will miss the mark, but we'll recognize who you are and what you want us to be, and to be at that place that when you come to call us home, we'll be ready. We bring these and other mercies to you in Jesus' name. Amen.